Welcome back to Forbidden Knowledge News. I'm your host, Chris Matthew. Today, my guest is Jeff Harmon. Before I bring him on, just a couple of announcements. Coming March 11th, 12th, and 13th, Forbidden Knowledge News Con, the third annual, we're going to be featuring eight amazing presenters, and it's going to be online with a Rockfin premium membership. And that means you can get the entire conference for only $10. All you have to do is sign up through that link in the description. You're going to get access to not only the conference, but all our premium content and all the content from every creator on Rockfin. And you can always get new episodes free on Rockfin, Odyssey, and all podcast platforms, and limited on YouTube. Definitely check out the podcast we feature on the Forbidden Knowledge Network. You get those on our website, forbiddenknowledge.news, and follow us on both our Facebook pages. All those links are in the description. We live in an incredible universe surrounded by mystery and beauty, and many of us have questions about our past, present, and future. October Hollum is an intuitive medium with over 20 years' experience. She has assisted people with discovering their path by understanding their past and connecting the living to their loved ones who have made the transition. She is currently offering readings through Skype, Zoom, FaceTime, phone, and in person. You can reach her at theancientgift222@gmail.com or call her at 409-502-5950 to schedule a reading now. She is currently taking appointments for February, and she will also be hosting a new podcast, The Ancient Gift, that will be debuting on February 17th on the Forbidden Knowledge Network. Today, I want to welcome back to the show Jeff Harmon. He is a second-generation astrologer and spiritual consultant with over 40 years' experience. He has solved many paranormal cases involving haunted dwellings, UFO-related events, and even possession. He has cleared people, homes, and commercial spaces experiencing negative spiritual attachments and has assisted treasure hunters in deciding if, when, and where to dig. He has also worked in many areas of the entertainment industry, and he has patented technologies and has performed forensic work as a sound expert in association with many federal, state, and local government agencies. Jeff, welcome back. How you doing?
Doing all right. Thanks for having me.
Yes, it's great to have you back on. It's actually been a couple of years, way too long.
Yeah, it has.
I was just talking to you. I told you that I post reruns of my older shows, and it's so interesting to look at ones like yours and see how profoundly accurate some of the predictions were based on the astrology you were demonstrating. And I highly recommend everyone go take a look at that episode as well. But
I don't even remember what I said. Refresh my memory. I do so many shows.
It was before COVID had hit. And you were talking about some of the turbulent times we'd be looking at going into 2020 and beyond. And it was pretty interesting. Like I said, everyone, I highly recommend going look at that. So I can't wait to get into some of the possibilities we're going to talk about today. But like I said, it has been a long time. Before we get into any of that, could you briefly remind the audience that may not be familiar with you just a little bit about what led you down your path to where you are now?
It's actually my mother. Back in the mid-70s, I was driving, and I grew up in northern Wisconsin, which is kind of like Dukes of Hazzard up there, near the not too far from the Canadian border in the upper peninsula of Michigan. And she would peg my girlfriends to the T, and I would say, that's more accurate than mother's intuition. I said, what are you doing here? And she said, well, I'm looking at their astrology. And I said, come on, that stuff doesn't work, right? And she laughed and said, well, why don't you give it a shot before you knock it? And that's how I got started on it. And I actually really was skeptical, really was. And, I'm skeptical of anything unless I can see validity in it. And then as I started to research, I found the founding fathers of our country and throughout history, all the way back thousands of years. It's even in the biblical references to the flood of Noah. And I've now really had quite an interesting journey with all of this for the last like 40 something years. And it's brought me to a lot of spiritual study, a lot of study of religions and spiritual disciplines. And it's really interesting to see how that all weaves into the celestial matrix that we're in. You know, it's a very interesting scenario.
It is. It's super interesting. And I believe the first show we did was going right before 2020. It was late 2019. Nothing had really happened yet, but you're going over some of the charts going into 2020. And I'm sure you've done this tons of times before everything kind of started getting wacky after 2020. Did you have any idea that things would like be progressing as they did and as quickly as they did?
Well, I knew something really big was going to happen, you know, and I'm really a fan of, forget the politicians, you have owners. These guys print the money. They've been printing the money for a mighty long time, at least better part of 100 years. And if they haven't, they've certainly been influencing the printing of the money. And they're above politicians, they're above countries. And no one really knows who there are. There's all these speculations. It's the Rothschilds or the Bilderbergers, all of which is probably, they're a part of it, that's for sure. But I think the rabbit hole might go much deeper when we really get looking at it. It's a whole kind of a maybe dynamic that goes very deep in the karmic path of the world. And, you know, for years, people were asking me, Jeff, what do you think of the Mayan calendar? What do you think of Nibiru? You know, all these different things. And, you know, are they going to land on the White House lawn? Are we going to hear about it? And I kept going, no. But I said, watch out for 2020. You know, if we go backwards, what's really been interesting is I've always been a sidereolist. And for anyone listening, a sidereolist means I do Vedic astrology and I do Nadi astrology, which is really amazing. And FYI, I'll just kind of show you, since you allowed me to screen share here. this is a pretty cool diagram. If you look at this right here, it's Vedic astrology is kind of the pop term. Its real name is Jyotisha. Jyotisha is a strange word that unpacks into the science of the light of the soul. And it was really an intriguing discipline for me because it not only is astrology, but it also intertwines who we are as spiritual beings having a physical experience on this planet. And there's many branches. Most Vedic astrologers actually call it Parashara. It's named after Maharishi Parashara. And then there's another branch by Maharishi Jaimini. So it gets really complex. But the one that I like the most, and we'll look at in a little while, is Nadi. Nadi is a strange word. It's actually using a spiritual discipline combined with astrology. So that's, you know, again, when I got into that, that's what really took me off on the path. And I've been noticing when I look at mundane events, like worldly events, it clearly has been showing up that like 9/11 happened on the Saturn-Pluto opposition. The banks crashed in 2008 and 2009 on the Saturn-Pluto square. And then I said, watch out for 220 because we had a Saturn-Pluto conjunction. But more than that, we had a 240-year joining of it. And when I say 240 years, every approximately 240 years, Jupiter and Saturn will join. Excuse me. In something called a new element. And in astrology, people will refer to earth, air, fire, and water. These are called the elements. And even the physicists that laugh at that can still boil all the elemental things down to liquids, solids, gases, and, you know, et cetera. So it does really actually fit quite well when you broad, you know, kind of bookend those things. So the point is, we had a Jupiter-Saturn conjunction on the winter solstice of 2020. Well, we all know what happened in 2020. Not only did we get COVID and the whole world got shut down and fascism came in, but we also saw high tech be utilized in a way that was very brutal. Censorship. We've also seen a direct attempt to shut down the old past of energy and now bring in all new energies. Of course, that hasn't been working so well, but I think it ultimately will. And I think there's a lot of secret technologies that will probably be integrated into society over the next 10, 20 years. We're in a new era. Clearly, this is a new era of high-tech advancement. and the astrology really showed that. So that's kind of a look back in the past of, as we were speaking, you know?
Yeah, right on. Now, as far as, you know, before we get into the future, let's look at present and maybe a little bit at in 2021. What were some of the more profound things based on the astrology that you saw compared to the actual events happening?
Well, here's what's interesting, and this is something I've been talking about quite a bit. When we look at astrology and we say, okay, what can it offer us in terms of energetic points? What I'm about to put up here, the United States has a birthday called July 4th. We all know it, right? We celebrate it every year. And of course, it was believe that that's when the Declaration of Independence was signed. And this particular chart is named after a man named Ebenezer Sibley. Ebenezer Sibley was a Mason who was purported to have been at the signing, and he recorded the time that the bell started ringing in Philadelphia. And everybody was dipping their quill pens into the inkwells. And this was right about 5:10 p.m. So that's kind of one accepted. Now, other astrologers use other charts, and I've used them too. But what I'm about to show you wouldn't matter which time of the day it happened, because we're looking at what we call outer planets. And when I say outer planets, it's like Neptune, Uranus, and Pluto. So what's been happening is something that hasn't happened since the Civil War of the United States. And what you can see here right now is this. I know people watching this are going to go, what the heck is this, right? So this, these squiggly lines are the planets. When they're direct, they go down. When they station and go retrograde, they go up. So this is often referred to as a graphic ephemeris. And it's a way for us to see energies over time. And if you look at, you can actually see at the top of the graph, it says 2020 and 2021. Well, here's what's interesting, and this is specifically only to the United States. All the little dashed lines are the United States positions. So the computer extrapolates where all the positions of the planets are for the United States and juxtaposes the transits of the outer planets up against it. So enough technical stuff, but that kind of gives you a little background. So what happened is you can see right here the planet Neptune, and for anybody who's a little proficient in astrology, Neptune is the crescent of the moon bent upwards over the cross. It's very elusive and intuitive. So Neptune made a square right here, March, the end of March of 2020, and it also made an opposition to the Neptune of the United States. And I forgot to say, Neptune squared Mars. Now, people might say, okay, great, Jeff, what does this mean in plain English? Well, this is where, like the movie Josie Wales with Clint Eastwood, this is don't urinate down my back and tell me it's raining. You see, it's a very tricky subterfuge. All kinds of underhanded things can go on when Neptune and Mars mix up, because Mars rules ego. It rules our sense of, you know, direction and energy. And when you mix Neptune with it, it can be very coercive, is another word to put. And the Neptune opposition, again, is complete confusion. Well, let's just put this into reality. What happened to the United States? The border got flooded. We see all these young, able-bodied, strong men, not a lot of women with children, but all these young, able-bodied, strong men escorted across the border, bussed and shipped on planes all over the country. Very interesting. So we had a border crisis. I'm not saying a lot of women and children didn't come across the border, but it was very mysterious, the kinds of people that came across the border. So, and that's, you know, been reported by Border Patrol, not on the mind control news. So what's interesting is we saw subterfuge. We saw trickery. We also saw a recount on the vote. Of course, that was completely poo-pooed by every single channel and suppressed. So then look at the second aspects. And if you just pay attention to the dates alone, you'll get a lot from this. Notice in August and through September, we had the second aspect, Neptune opposed Neptune of the United States and it squared Mars. Well, geez, let's back that up. Afghanistan, where China got a hold of all the opium again, right? That's basically what happened. We just basically left everything, millions, probably billions of dollars of the equipment, said, have at it, guys. And then we saw the mandates come in, be really locked down on the vaccines with the military and all these different things. Now, that's been shot down. But watch, here's what matters to us now, because people say, okay, that's cool. We know that happened. But what's going to happen right now? Well, look at here. Here we are. Today is what, January 25th. And right here on the 29th, about 4 days from now, we're going to have Neptune make its final square to the United States Mars. We're also going to have in the middle of March, its final opposition to Neptune. So I'm expecting some real events. And a lot of people think, oh, geez, it's going to be Russia and the United States are going to get into war. I'm not so sure about that one. I think that's a diversion. I think the owners probably have 50 scenarios about that. Again, I'm not here to say what will happen, but the energies kind of lean towards they're going to throw something else at us at the last minute. Here's the thing. These aspects that I've been speaking about have not happened to the United States since 1861. Okay, we all, if you go back in your history books, what happened in April of 1861? The Civil War broke out. Okay, so we're one newscast away from any scenario that you can think of that could happen. So I'm not saying we're going to get a civil war. What I am saying is we're likely to see more subterfuge from the owners up above, because you got to remember, they print the money, the politicians dance to it. And, you know, the Fed is the dispensary for it. So and the Fed is no more federal than Federal Express, really, when you really come down to it. I mean, it is in the federal government, but it's really not a part of the government. It controls the government. Mm-hmm. And all the money that all the politicians tell you they're going to fix your problems with, they hand to them. So it's fairly transparent when you really look at it. And I don't want to sound political on your show, but it's not political. It's just mm-hmm. the truth. Right. We see the flow of power and money, and it's all about that. So here's the thing. When these aspects happen at the end of January through the beginning of March, we're highly likely to see some more urination down our backs telling us it's raining. And what that's going to be is going to be very interesting, because they probably, like I said, have 100 scenarios. I've talked to remote viewers that I work with. I've talked to psychics, other astrologers. No one's going to be able to call this, from my opinion. However, here's what's even more here. And meanwhile, back at the ranch, there's more trouble. So watch right here. We have something the United States has never, ever, ever, ever experienced before. And that is a Pluto return. Now, somebody listening to this might go, yeah, but Pluto's not a planet. Well, I would beg to say this, that my observation of Pluto's energies has been very I've seen Pluto really show up on almost everything. Empires rise and fall when Pluto makes hard aspects to the to a particular entity, including people. A lot of things change. So here's what's happening. For the first time in 246 years, Pluto is conjoining the United States Pluto. And if anybody can see on their screen, there's a little circle with a line up. In astrology, that's a symbol for 0 degrees conjunction. That means the planet's joining the natal position. It's called a return. So we have a Pluto return happening on the United States three times. Happens right here, February 19th, comes back again, happens about July 10th this year, right after the 4th of July. And the final hurrah is about December 27th of 2022. Pluto either brings utter destruction or it brings transformation. And it can mean it's the phoenix rising out of the ashes. The problem is, in order for the phoenix to come up out of the ashes, you first have to have ashes. So this is very interesting. You could see a major structural transformation in the structural powers of this government, which may happen in ways that we may not see on Hannity and CNN and all these other bought and paid for news stations, because they're all controlled opposition. Can't believe anything here. It's all with the owners, really. I mean, you certainly can believe something they publish because they have to print the news or say the news. But on the other hand, the agendas are very much dictated to through the top down Associated Press and all that. So if something's going to happen, and again, I'm just theorizing here by all the energies, it really looks to me like it's going to happen in a very powerful way at the very top of the pyramid, quite possibly above what all our newscasters planted in front of high def cameras are going to say. So we're very likely to see some powerful things happen on the United States that have never, ever, ever happened before. So that's what's on the plate right now. And we're going to have to wait this out to see exactly how the pieces fall. But this is a bit of a grenade in the room. Everybody does tuck and roll, and you see where it ends up.
Yeah, man, to me, it just seems like these powers that be are moving way too fast and making some mistakes, and people are waking up. I don't know if they're meaning to move this fast. You know, it's like they're trying to throw everything at us. It seems like they're cornered, and they're just trying to throw everything at us that's near them, like Q-tips and toilet paper, and nothing's working, nothing's sticking. What do they got next? Something, you know, maybe like
you said.
Well,
they can cause war, that's for sure.
Yeah,
and what scares me is I've heard that cells are planted all over this country, which could, I mean, you only need one event. The only thing it's going to take is somebody shoots somebody or some racist thing happens.
Right.
And you've got trouble. And anything like that could happen. Biden is a complete fence post. I mean, there's the guy is floundering, but that doesn't matter because the owners don't care. He's a figurehead. You know, when Biden puts his empty, brainless head down on the pillow every night, I don't even think he knows what he's going to do the next morning until they tell him, you know. So it's just the way it is.
Yeah.
But I would tell you that we're up for some crazy stuff here. What I like, what you're seeing on the screen here, this is known as the spring equinox chart. The ancients would always look at, they would cast the charts at the spring equinox to look at what the year would look like. Well, this is the spring equinox coming right up, as you can see here, March 21st, which is the spring equinox. I did center it in Washington, D.C., the District of Criminals, right at about 5:37 a.m. And you can see that it's a fixed sign on the ascendant. So what does that mean in plain English? Well, that means this is a year where a lot of stuff is going to happen that's very, 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 very powerful that is going to have a lasting effect. Secondly, expect chaos in government. I would think we're going to see musical chairs here. I'm surprised Biden has survived this long functionally. He's not well. His chart doesn't look well.
He's the weakened at Bernie's president is what I call him.
What's that?
He's the weakened at Bernie's president is what I call him.
Oh, God, I'm telling you. Yeah, he's I mean, it's very interesting. Well, this just shows you. You know, you forget the politicians. You have people running things at the top. I think what is encouraging is, you know, the Supreme Court, which I don't trust either 100%, but they have shot down a lot of the mandates. A lot of things are going on lower levels in federal courts. A lot of mandates have been shot down. I think, too, what I've heard is not only did COVID was precipitated. You could have set your watch to the astrology on when COVID happened. I was actually stunned. I'll never forget 20 something years ago, I said to my wife, Camille, I said, something's going to happen on this Saturn Pluto opposition. Literally hours later, I'm watching planes smoking into the buildings in 9/11. And then like sparklers, they came down from jet fuel. And then, you know, I said, we're in another scenario here in 2008, 2009. Sure enough, the banks crashed. The COVID alarm button was pushed by the media literally to the day the Saturn and Pluto conjunction happened, give or take a day or two. It was so accurate. It was creepy. And I'm just going, wow, this is amazing. And a lot of sidereolists, meaning people using Vedic astrology, didn't call that as much. And I use both tropical mundane astrology and I use the Nadi and the Vedic because I find they both work. And for anybody who's curious about, you know, that whole scenario, I'll show you something here real briefly. See, Western astrologers use something known as the tropical zodiac, which is based on the spring and fall equinoxes and the summer and winter solstices. So it's based on the seasonal points and it's actually a fixed zodiac and it's very, very accurate. The Vedic astrologers or sidereolist and Chinese astrologers use something known as the sidereal zodiac. It's known that our solar system goes around a central sun approximately every 25,700 something odd years, and everybody argues about what it is. And the flat earthers don't even believe this is true. So even if they're right and we're all wrong, it still says this is a celestial matrix, whether it's projected or real. I kind of think it's real. I really do. But anyhow, not to get into that quagmire. No matter what, it is a system or matrix. I always say, forget Trinity, Neo, and Morpheus. This may actually be the real matrix that's interacting upon the souls, whatever it is. And so Western astrologers will come up with different sun signs. They'll tell you you're Pisces and Aries and all that based on the sun sign in the tropical system, where Vedic astrologers, it's called the precession of the equinoxes. See, our sun is believed to move about 1 degree every 72 years. And that's an interesting number, 7 and 2, because it also equals 9, which is spiritual completion. And more importantly, it also is very interesting because there are 72 angels that rule Exodus in the Bible, that they have cut everything out to tell us what it really means. So very, very interesting stuff. So back to why I brought this up is because the tropical so far, in my opinion, has been winning. It's been winning in terms of world events and accuracy. And that's what I have to say about that. It was right on 9/11. It was right on in the bank crashes. It was spot on COVID. Right now, we are in something called a Kalasarpa yoga. Now people go, Kalasarpa, what? And what a Kalasarpa yoga is, it's a serpent curse. Now, everybody's heard of eclipses, right? When the sun and the moon and the earth align, we get an eclipse. So we get a new moon eclipse when sun aligns and the moon aligns with the sun. Darkens the sun. We get a full moon eclipse when the earth blocks the light of the moon, right? On a full moon. So what's interesting is most astrologers don't realize that we're actually darkening the moon 99% of the time of the month because we wouldn't have phases otherwise. The only reason we have a new moon and a full moon is because the earth is in the way of it. That's why we see the moon growing and waxing and waning. So the very mysterious stuff here. Why? Because the moon's north node is known in Vedic astrology as Rahu. It also tends to mind control us into something called Kala Purusha, which is the perception of reality in the physical world psychologically. The south node is also known as Ketu. Not that I'm here to teach anybody astrology, but this is kind of cool stuff because Ketu rules spiritual liberation. And we've always got all the spiritual people telling us, oh, the whole physical world's an illusion, right? And I always say, well, hit your hand with a hammer and tell me if it's an illusion. It's not. It hurts. On the other hand, they're actually right. Why? We see our pets. We see our loved ones. We see people doing astral travel. And we realize that this world is not all there is. It's not all, you know, he who dies with the most money wins and the most toys wins and all that. It's really a spiritual journey. So why I'm bringing all this up is because when all the planets are in between or on one side of the eclipse points, which here's what's interesting, folks, that's exactly what happened in the middle of December of 2021. And what did we hear? Omicron, be afraid, the world's ending, you're all going to be, there's going to be more bodies stacked to the ceiling, right? And then the next thing we heard is, be afraid, oh my God, you've got to get that vaccination. You know, if you don't, you're the cause, you're the trouble. So it went on and on and on, and it's been short-circuiting. It's been not working. A lot of people are, you know, protesting a lot of doctors. And see, this is what I go by. I'm not here telling anybody, oh, you should get the vaccination, or oh, you shouldn't, because I'm not a doctor. I don't have any authority to do that. The only thing I can tell you is I've had a lot, and I don't want to put my opinion out there anyhow, but I've had a lot of doctors as clients tell me what they think about this, and they're not too happy about it. That's all I'll tell you. They're not happy about it at all. In fact, one of the guys who developed the mRNA vaccines is holding the torch with many doctors right now. He created it, telling the dangers of it. And they're pulling the switch on 5G right now as we speak, right? So all our eyes will start dilating with circles in them. And what's happening is we have been in a Kalasarpa yoga. In fact, you can see on the screen what I'm showing to, you know, I know this is a little complex, folks, but stick with me. You could see here's the moon's north node, known as Rahu. Here's the moon's south node. Those are the eclipse points I was just showing you on that other diagram. Notice every single planet in the solar system, including the outers, Neptune, Uranus, and Pluto, are in between these two eclipse points. Well, that's called a serpent curse or a Kalasarpa yoga. Now, I know these New World Order boys are not kind of using astrology. They plan their agendas around these celestial events. And the reason I know that is because the events happen around them. There's no way it couldn't. I mean, if you look back at some of the world wars and some of the events that had happened, it's eerie how accurate the astrology mirrors it. So if you're a Satanist or an occultist and you want to do things to your advantage, that's a bad way to use astrology, which I would never suggest, by the way. But yeah. I would say what is interesting is comparative analysis shows these, whoever they are, owners at the top of the pyramid, are acutely aware of timing of events with the celestial matrix. So we have this serpent curse, and watch. You can see here's today's date, January 25th. And if I go forward, keep your eye on this guy right here, our all friendly moon in the sky that we see every month, right? So in another day and a half, it will go back behind the nodes. That's a full Kalasarpa yoga again, all the way up for 2 weeks until the moon goes new, which is be right on the end of the month or beginning of the month, and then goes and breaks the Kalasarpa yoga right around the 9th of February, right? So I'm being topical here. For anybody who's technical in astrology, I'm not getting the exact minute, hour, second, nanosecond. But what this means is we're going to have this weird, kooky energy going on all the way up until the third week of April. So expect the unexpected, folks. Why? Because this is the twilight zone. It's what it is. Expect the unexpected. So watch. If I go forward in weekly increments, watch. You will notice Mercury, our little friend Mercury, who's retrograde right now, by the way, and everybody shivers when Mercury's retrograde, though it is true. Mercury has a huge effect on things. Venus was just retrograde too. Well, it is. We'll go direct at the end of the month. Very challenging aspects. So watch what happens. Mercury and the sun. Look at the dates here. Here's April 20th. So Mercury will break the Kalasarpa yoga, meaning now for the first time in literally 4 months almost 5 months, we will have Mercury go past the moon's north node, breaking this energy, and the sun will be right behind it in about another week or so. So what does all this mean when we tie it all together and you say, okay, the United States has got this really strange energy it hasn't had since the Civil War. Secondly, it has the Pluto return it's never, ever, ever, ever had. It's either going to destroy or transform this country into something else. We could either be full out communism with a waving stars and striped flag still on it, mind controlling us to think it isn't, or we could be the phoenix rising out of the ashes. And this Kalasarpa yoga that is kind of overlaid over this all the way up until basically the middle of spring is a cocktail for some really kooky stuff to be going on. And I would expect false flags. Ukraine might be one of them. It also might reveal a lot of things that are going on. I also think we're going to see a succession of things happen in the United States that are going to reveal a lot of hidden things. And this could potentially be why we become the phoenix rising out of the ashes. Here, I'll show you something. I did something called Nadi astrology, and I got to find it here. Where is it? It's, let's see here.
Yeah, I would definitely prefer the phoenix scenario. Oh, there.
Wouldn't we all? Wouldn't we all? Oh, yeah. So let me see. Sorry about my screen here. I'm just coming back. Yeah. I think it's right here. Yeah, this is it. Okay, no, it isn't. Let's just see here. So here it is. This is the United States. I have to do Nadi astrology by hand. You'll see this is my chicken scratch here. So these are years that you see out here. One of the most important things to look at in the Nadi systems is Jupiter. And see, Jupiter is really an interesting planet. Everyone knows in astronomy, it's the largest planet in the solar system. But more importantly, if you look at what Jupiter truly, truly is, Jupiter is the life breath force of the soul force energy. See, if you look at Jupiter's the crescent of the moon over the cross in the glyph of astrology. So Saturn is the exact opposite. It's the cross over the crescent of the moon. So Saturn rules karma and Jupiter rules the, you could say, the blessings on the soul. So one of the things we got to watch in Nadi astrology is the progressions of Jupiter for changes in expansion and the progressions of Saturn for karmic things. Well, notice what's going on here. At 246 years old, that's the age of the United States, Saturn, for the first time in many, many years, will now traverse the air trine. And people might say, okay, cool, what does that mean? So notice Mars, Venus, Jupiter, and the Sun are all here. Those are very powerful planets, which fortifies that I think this is the year you're going to see some very powerful kickback. Not only forget the November elections, yeah, that's important and such, but we might be seeing some stuff that is, you know, the rumors we hear, we always hear, you know, the Patriots are going to come riding into Washington any day. And of course, it hasn't happened for a year. And the election fraud is going to be exposed. Hasn't happened. It's been suppressed at every single level. That's because the owners want that. Everyone's been bought and paid for, and it will remain that way. And I'll be called a nut for even suggesting that there was even election fraud. But anyways, I'm just going by the astrology. It supports that it did happen. So we may see as this happens, which again, the clock ticks in right here, literally over the next 2 months, and forces may come in by this summer that actually make a lot of the stuff that everyone on the internet's been hoping is going to happen. Because I keep getting, you know, there's another type of astrology that's very, very important. It's actually called interrogation astrology. Now, many people have heard of that. Interrogation astrology, many Western astrologers call it horary, and I hate that word. It's a Latinized term. Sounds like it's got hair on it. And then the other one is prashna, which is astrology that is in India. It's divinational. This is not your birth chart. You can answer a question or get insight about on anything, whether it's, you know, mundane things. Where's my cat? You know, is the doctor right? Am I going to die? Where's my gems? You know, I got so many stories that I could tell over the years how accurate this was and is. It's amazing. So I've cast interrogation charts, many of them precipitated by clients who said, do you think we're still going to be here? Is the country going in the sewer? Are we swirling down the drain? And the charts seems to indicate this is going to be dramatic, but we might be the phoenix rising out of the ashes. And I, hope we are, because one of my favorite diagrams that I always show people, no matter what your opinion of God, Jesus, Buddha, whatever your opinion of God is, it's above creation. God's above creation, whatever you want to say. And to the atheists, I say, well, then great, have fun. But the upper dimensions where your soul is created is hundreds of dimensions above astrology. And that's why I totally disagree with almost all astrologers who run around and call you your sun sign, because your soul is believed to be created up here. They say there's 49 dimensions and 49 subdimensions here. And these are the classes of angels that rule that. The next world's down, Brahma, is an Aramaic word that means the waters of creation get denser. These, again, 49 dimensions, 49 subdimensions. These are the so-called upper heavens. There ain't no astrology up here. Many people who've poked around in the Hebraic stuff, of course, known as the Kabbalah, you will hear about a book called the Sefer Yetzirah. Sefer's book, Yetzirah, is formation or the creation of the universes, and it is plural. And what's interesting is this is where the rotating galaxies are, hundreds of dimensions below where your soul is, and our little Milky Way might be here, and of course our solar system sitting on the speck edge of it. And the last world, and then, by the way, just to complete this, it's believed there are 49 parallel universes and 49 subdimensions in each one. I don't know about you, but that bends my mind around. And of course, now we see the familiar archangels, angels, intelligences, and spirits. The last world, Asea, is the astral planes. This is where we go when we exit these meat suits called bodies. We end up somewhere in these dimensions, and they claim there's 49 dimensions and 49 subdimensions here. And of course, usually we get a guy with a suit, tie, and a microphone telling us about the devil, right? But it's a little more complex than that. It's usually the fallen angels are called different things in different cultures, but it's called the fourth hierarchy, which is Lucifer, Satan, Belial, and Leviathan. And these are some pretty bad guys. And many of these extraterrestrial things could possibly be intermixed with these, because they're very tricky little devils here, and they might really be devils. And there's legions upon legions beneath that. So the earth is a very mysterious place. I actually have been calling it the psych ward for souls lately, but because it kind of seems like that, doesn't it?
Oh,
but it's
sure.
Also a very divine place. So the psych ward for souls is clearly a place where a lot of wonderful and very terrible things happen. And there are many texts that support the earth is a place for purification and rectification of the soul. So why am I going into all this? Because fear, if you turn on the news, folks, you're going to get fear, right? Mm-hmm. And I don't care where you go, it's fear, fear, fear. Fear sells. Fear is sells. It sells a lot of food. It sells a lot of stuff. And there's nothing wrong with food and having stuff to be prepared for emergencies. And I think right now is a really good time to have it. Right. But on the other hand, you know, when if we stop becoming fearful and realize that we really truly are spiritual beings having a physical experience, I promise you, you and I will die someday. I can predict that one with 100% accuracy. And mysteriously enough, in Nadi astrology, every single death I've ever seen, including my friends, my mother, etc., when the moon's south node joins in your birth chart by progression or transit to Saturn, you get liberation of karma, which is, they don't call death death. They actually call death liberation of karma in Nadi astrology. Isn't that interesting? And the north node will snuff out the flame of Jupiter by progression and transit. So it's a completely different type of astrology, because it's more looking at a matrix of our journey as souls, which is completely different than, oh, you're a Pisces and you're an Aries and, you know, don't date anybody but a Pisces because they won't love you, which is totally crazy, you know, because astrology is much more complex than that. And it sells a lot of books and looks great on the coffee table, but it's love, light, and cluelessness. So I always found Vedic astrology and interrogation to be what the ancients used, kings and queens and pharaohs and generals throughout history. If we could rewrite history, it's astounding what the actual historical documents show. And the Pope himself takes a bathtub in the zodiac surrounding it. It's a lot of interesting stuff. And where I'm going with all this is the fear that the media and everyone's painting you know, nobody likes it. I just had a grandmother pass away a number of years ago. She was 102. She lived through World War I. She lived through World War II. She lived through the Korean War. She lived through Vietnam. She lived through all the other wars. She died in 2009. And what a great lady, favorite lady in my life. If I think about anybody that I love the most, it was clearly she was my friend as well as my grandmother. And, you know, she said, Jeff, we saw people jumping out of windows, like splatting on the ground in Chicago, you know, in 1929 when the stock market crashed. And, you know, it's just the fear. And they thought the world was ending during the Dust Bowl. And they thought the world was ending during the World Wars. And for some people, it was ending. But we'll get through this. I think the United States right now is going through something that is going to be really dramatic, and it has to happen because we're like a freight train, you know, going into a collision with another freight train. And the question is anybody going to hit the brakes, or does they go kaboom and we see what's left? You know, these astrological energies really fit that symbolism. Truly. I've never seen anything quite like this in my lifetime. You know, I remember, I'm dating myself here, but I remember when Kennedy got killed, the energy around that. I was just a little kid, but it was 1963. And I remember my dad and my uncle were cleaning out the eaves. They're getting the leaves out of the eaves troughs. And the little radio, the little tube radio, John F. Kennedy was just killed in Daily Square. And I remember the energy around that. It's a whole country, the whole world just kind of just, you know, really went down. Well, interestingly enough, that was right next to a Kalasarpa yoga as well. You see? So we're in these energies right now that is very, very dire and very powerful. I think the more we keep our space and just realize, hey, don't let them push us into fear, no matter what. You know, we hear all these ancient tales about how different spiritual people were tortured, and they always kept their space because they knew the soul was the most important thing in the spirit and the psyche. And that's exactly what I love about Vedic astrology. If you look at this plate that is in, if I do it right here, hang on, it's this one right here. If you look at this is the soul force energy leaving. If I can find a doggone thing, here it is right there. This white energy, in fact, if anybody recognizes, this is just a picture out of the Bhagavad Gita. And the theory is this spirit, psyche, and soul force energy leave death to rebirth on and on and on over the hills. And yes, this does happen to women too. So the interesting thing is it really is the etheric energy or spiritual energy that carries with us through incarnations. And our fine friends in Rome threw the doctrines of reincarnation out the window somewhere around the second and third century. You know, the bearded men that were murdering each other to tell Christians what they were going to believe for the rest of the, you know, eternity, and omitted so many documents that I think these ancient cultures, the Egyptians, the Chaldeans, the Chinese, every culture believes in reincarnation for the most part, other than some of the dogmatic stuff we've been, you know, rammed down our throats. And why I go here is because we need to be strong and do what we got to do to get through this. And I think we will. And I think the United States, we're going to see if she's still standing the way it was originally intended at the end of all of this.
Right on, man. And there's so many directions we could go from where you were just talking about, but there is one direction I want to go for the last section of the show that we have. And you were talking about how this section of reality where these I don't know how many dimensions you said exist above, right outside of Earth, where the Lucifer, Satan, Belial, and Leviathan are. And you were talking about how possibly a lot of UFO phenomenon, these entities could be responsible. And I've been looking at this a lot lately, and you know, I'm considering that this could be some sort of grand trickster intelligence that's messing with us or messing with our perception
clearly,
and causing a lot of this stuff.
Yeah, if you look back in history, nothing's changed. I mean, the technologies have changed, society has changed, but the forces that pit us against one another are still the same. You know, I mean, it's no different. I remember when 9/11 happened, I said, Nero burned a city. So it's the same technique. It's just they got rid of a bunch of documents in Building 7 and did what they did. Now, there's been hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of licensed, you know, state and federal engineers who said that that was impossible to happen the way it did. Thermite was all over that thing. And yet, look at the power of the media. Just bent that story right down. It was Bin Laden and we got him. And, you know, that's it. And yet they were the only family flying that night. So that's a buried over with thing, just like John F. Kennedy was shot by some guy, you know, in a bookstall and, you know, up above. And yet they show the bullets, you know, that seemed to weave in and out. It was the weaving bullet that got him. Anyways, instead of multiple bullets. So, yeah, there's definitely forces that are going on here. The astral planes are very interesting. This is also referred to in many documents as the pouch of the slingshot, which is really an interesting term. They say when we exit the body, that we will matriculate up to a dimension that is proportionate with our states of consciousness and also the purification of the soul. So, you know, the religion's might not be completely wrong when they talk about this purification and rectification of the soul, because, you know, the Egyptians, particularly the Chaldeans, the Vedic lore. And just for anybody that's interested, you know, the whole term Vedic astrology actually came. A friend of mine who just died, Chakrapani, he was in his 80s, but he came from India and he was smart. He said, the Americans will never understand the word Jyotisha, because Jyotisha really means the science of the light of the soul. So he said, we'll call it Vedic astrology. And that comes from these texts known as the Vedas. The Vedas are like the Gospels, the scriptures, you know, the Old Testament, the Torah. It's very similar to that, because you have the Samhitas, you have the Rig Veda, the Yajur Veda, the black and white, the Sama, the Artha Vedas. So these are all various texts that talk about things. And isn't this interesting? If you get into these texts, and I've actually spoken to professors who've done detailed comparative analysis between the modern Western biblical stories and some of these stories, they're almost exactly the same. You know, we call it in the West here, Lucifer, Satan, Belial, and Leviathan. You know, the evangelist will say, it's the devil. Yeah. But any way you put it, these entities show up in all different cultures. They just call them different things. Like you have Lord Shiva in the Vedantic stuff, destroyer and giver of life. And if you get into some of the magical documents, particularly the Goetic documents, see, Jimmy Page used to run around in Led Zeppelin with the sigil of one of the Goetic demons, or I should say not demons, but spirits, because you know, Jimmy Page is not a Satanist. He just was really into the powers of magic. A lot of people don't know it, but Jimmy Page bought Aleister Crowley's house. Aleister Crowley, for anyone's FYI, yeah, was the guy who used to do sex magic with, what's his name? Jack Parsons, who created NASA. Yeah, how about that? Just a coincidence, folks. Nothing to worry about. Just, you know, yeah, turn on Hannity tonight. But anyhow, the thing is, the Shem Hemaphorish was, or better yet, Anderson Cooper. But the Shem Hemaphorish is a strange word in Hebrew, which is the 72 angels that rule the firmament around this earth. And there is secrets upon secrets upon secrets in this stuff. Just like if you look at the lunar mansions that surround the earth. Now, the astronomers really laugh at this one, because they, I don't care how much they focus their telescopes and polish the lenses, they're never going to see this zodiac either. It is the 27 nakshatras, also just you could translate that to lunar mansions, that surround the Earth. Well, that's really a very important zodiac that, again, is not, you know, up there to be looked at. But it's certainly, where do people get all this stuff? Where do they get it? You know, you don't sit on camels watching stars coming up with this stuff on mountaintops. You know, you just don't. There's clearly been angelic and extraterrestrial communications of this kind of matrix network that astrology, and particularly Vedic and Nadi astrology, use. And I don't think we fully understand it. We never will. But what we do know is amazing. I mean, I just had a young brother die, a younger brother. He was 60 and or turning 60. And he said to me, he said, you know, you think I'm going to make it through this cancer? And I said, I hope you do. And I hope you stop smoking, drinking and doing drugs, which he didn't. And God bless him. But he died, and he died exactly when the moon's south node, known as K2, joined his Saturn, and the Rahu, by progression, was over his Jupiter. So it would have been very difficult for him to live to an old age, unless, of course, he did drastic changes. I think you could beat these, but there seems to be a really karmic journey here. If you look at this diagram, one of my more favorites, Saturn, they claim, is, and isn't that interesting? Look at astronomy. You have all the rings around Saturn, the most rings in any planet in the solar system, and this really dense planet by astronomy. And Saturn appears to be the karmic gunny sack we all drag around from lifetime to lifetime by its placement in our birth chart. And they say Saturn contains the energies, kind of like a hard drive, if you will, for the purpose of our incarnation. Every single time I see in astrology readings, you've got hard aspects or powerful aspects of Saturn, either really, really good things are happening or really, really challenging things are happening. So it's like a grounding rod. It's almost like a capacitor that grounds out its energy when it activates in the birth chart, particularly in Nadi astrology. Coming back full circle to the good old US of A, well, it's still here, the 246-year anniversary of this country marks an exceedingly powerful 30-year period going forward that is really going to be quite profound. I tend to lean, my interpretation is, it's better. Notice over here from 246 years, actually 246 and a half years to 258 years, that's a 12-year cycle of Jupiter, it activates the United States water trine, which is really powerful because Pisces is water. Mercury and the North Node are here in water, and the ascendant of the United States is in water in Vedic astrology. So I know this is complex stuff, but all indicators tend to lean towards this is a crap storm, but it's one that needs to happen.
Yeah.
And when it's all over with and we clean up the mess, it might just be the best thing that could ever happen to this country. I think we're going to be, and I pray we are going to be, the phoenix rising out of the ashes. There's too many people that love their grandchildren and their children in high places that are above the military. There's secret military. There's and on top of that, why do we constantly get people in the military saying, we saw these light orbs around the missile silos or around this, and then the circuit boards had to be replaced. There are forces in this planet that are very divine, that keeps steering it, you know, because we always hear the world's going to end, you know, the boogeyman's coming, it's going to end, and it never does. We have a lot of trauma, but it never ends. There's too many souls here having a physical experience, in my opinion.
Right. Yeah. And I see, like we mentioned earlier, there's a massive awakening. And I think our collective consciousness, like you said, we want better times. We're tired of being in these dark times. We're tired of being ruled over by psychopaths. And collectively, I think we want to be better as a society, as a planet. And I hope you're right. You know, I hope we are headed this
phoenix. I hope it's right, too.
You know,
it's not me. I'm doing an interpretative analysis. Yeah. You know, here's another thing, too, that's I'll throw up in the air here. The sun and the moon and the earth's ecliptical positions. Now, in astronomy, it's a fancy term called the obliquity of the ecliptic. That just simply means the angularity of the earth. We know the poles are not linear. They're not like this. They're like this. Right. So when you see this here. So it's about a 23-degree, 44-minute angle. And this is really interesting stuff because that's why we have seasons. It gets cold in the winter because the sun seems like it's going south, and it gets warm in the summer because it seems like it's going above the equator. And that's, of course, if you live up here. I talk to people all over the world all the time, and it's opposite down there, which is kind of interesting. Even the water swirls backwards. So here's the point. If you change that, if you change the angularity of the Earth, and you also change the angularity of the moon's obliquity of its ecliptic latitude, you could potentially end up changing consciousness on this planet in a drastic way. There's actually ancient texts that refer to there was a time when the moon always shone, or mostly shone. In other words, the phases of the moon were not like they are now. If we get an axis tip, and many scientists are saying the magnetic poles are racing all over the place. Now, I've been hearing this for 50, 60 years that, oh my God, you know, the axis is going to tip 1,000 mile an hour wind. Nothing's happened. And nobody knows. And I can tell you, nobody's going to know, because this is very divine stuff. No scientist drawing breath can explain what the hell is causing the Earth to sit at this angle. What is there, a guy in the sky with a string? You know, no, it's not gravity. How could it be so linear? And I actually have worked, Robert Hand, who I really have a lot of respect for, created a company that came out with the very first astrology programs. Guess who he worked with on the coding of these astrology programs? NASA. NASA said that the accuracy of the solar system, yes, we get wobble with the Earth and we get a little this and that, but it is so accurate. It's creepy. It's to the millisecond, these solstices and equinoctial points happen. This is why you can take astrology and go back thousands of years and go forward potentially thousands of years. Of course, we don't know if it changes, it won't be accurate, but it is so accurate. It's amazing. You know, one of the things that I do for clients and readings all the time is this location astrology. Location astrology is amazing because you can look anywhere in the world and every single individual will have their own specific energy. I do lots of readings about this. Plus, you can look at these, which are called transits and progressions. And it really gets fun because you can see what's coming at you as things move. See them moving back and forth. So I do a lot of that as a part of my readings. And of course, with Zoom, everybody can record it. So it's an amazing science. And it truly, truly is a science, because I get people saying to me all the time, like I just had a psychiatrist move to a moon Pluto. These little horizontal lines are latitude crossings. And I had a psychiatrist move to that. And he said to me, "What the heck's going on?" He says, "I've had to go on meds." I said, "Well, you moved on a moon Pluto line." And he goes, "Well, what does that mean?" So I showed him and he went, "Oh my God." He said, "That's exactly the anxiety I've been having." So he threw the garbage, threw the meds in the garbage can and said, "I got this. You know, I now know it's not me. It's an energy that I'm experiencing." And he elected to deal with it in a different way because he couldn't move. You know, his wife had the house she loved and he had a practice and the kids were in school. So a lot of times we're living in places that have really challenging energies, but I always remind people it's just energy. And just like in martial arts, if you understand the energies, just like we're looking at the United States today, if we understand we're in a time right now where the politicians really are blowing smoke up our skirts. They truly are. They are truly manipulating. We have a new one world order here, like a freight train trying to take this place over. We have a war between nationalists and globalists. It's that simple. It's that simple, folks, in my opinion. Yeah. And who's going to win? The United States is the linchpin to this war. If they get the United States worked into a communistic thing, which I don't think they're going to, because there's, you know, they can't take our guns away. Not that I'm advocating people should have their guns and use them. I'm just saying that I want to get that going. But I would say they can't just march in here and take us over. It would be total chaos. And I believe there's secret military above the branches that we know about now that have technologies that would scare the hell out of us, from lasers and stuff is the bottom of the pyramid. I think they've got stuff in psychotronic weapons, earth weapons, et cetera, that is pretty creepy stuff. And the owners are the ones who've got the hands on the bat controlling this layer. And it may be involved with extraterrestrials. It may be more like a lot more like Men in Black than we know. I actually had an opportunity to see Area 51. A friend of mine owns a gold mine, and he brought me up there for the astrology. We're looking to see if we could see if the gold was at a certain depth, and they were using technologies and razor tail. So I crawled up to the top of this mountain, and I'm looking and I'm going, what are these weird crafts hovering? And there's like this dry lake bed. He said, that's Broom Lake. He says, you're looking at Area 51. I says, wow. We were about 30 miles away because you can't get close to it.
Yeah.
But what I could see with the bare eye, I didn't have binoculars. But it was pretty interesting. Didn't look like airplanes to me. And it didn't act like airplanes to me either. And of course, we have a lot of technology too, but very interesting stuff that's going on this planet. I think the stuff we hear about underground bases and all the other stuff that's going on is probably true. It's some very interesting things, and the celestial matrix of astrology can offer us that. We're clearly at a time where I think we're going to see the future is definitely here. I mean, the future is always coming, but astrology shows that we are now at the crossroads of a lot of powerful forces that are going to try and regulate our freedoms and the freedoms of the world. And I think the Constitution is probably the most incredible document ever created. I mean, where else can you be of any race, of any creed, have the freedoms to be who you are without judgment, etc.? And they're trying to crack that any way they can and short circuit it any way they can, because they know if the United States maintains its, you know, constitutional status, it's going to be the pillar that's looked to for the rest of the world. So the astrology shows that is what's on the plate right now. That's the United States has its head on the chopping block. The question is it going to be extracted before the guillotine's pulled, or is it not?
That's a big one, man. And we live
it's a big
in
one.
We live in fascinating times, terrifying, interesting times. Clearly. But, you know, I have hope. And like, you know, from what you presented, based on what astrology is telling us, people might be able to have a little hope. And I hope that
hope.
They do. You know, let's hope. Well, Jeff.
Yeah, I have faith. I do. I look forward with optimism, but also great caution. I again, I'm not a fear monger. In 1978, a friend of mine brought me into a theater. And for anyone listening who remembers this, and you can still find it, Orson Welles, Citizen Kane, you know, all that. He did a narration on a documentary called The Late Great Planet Earth. And oh, my God, if you watch this thing, it's just fear mongering. I mean, when I walked out of the theater, according to Nostradamus, you know, we've heard thousands of predictions on Nostradamus, which have not come to fruition, like they said, at the times that they said. Mm-hmm. The astrology has been more accurate. And I'm not touting astrology here. I'm just saying the astrology has been spot on. And it would support that, you know, this is the time, instead of a lot of these conjectures, like that documentary, just to complete that. According to that, we were supposed to be wiped off the map by 1985, and the axis was going to tip in 1993 or 1990. I can't remember, something like that. But it was just fear, 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 fear. And I went, we're screwed. You know, and of course, none of it happened. None of it happened. You know, events certainly have happened, but not like that. And I think right now what's on the plate is the good old US of A, seeing where it goes. I think this Biden presidency is a very mysterious situation. A lot of people have noticed very mysterious things surrounding it. This is clearly showing that at the upper pyramid, above the politicians, above where the money's printed, where the real control levers are being pulled, it's going to really remain to be seen who wins, you know, Dr. Evil or humanity, you know. So
yeah,
they're always there.
We got to be on the side of humanity.
Yeah.
Jeff, thank you so much. That was fantastic information. For those that want to find out more about you, possibly get a reading or anything of that nature, social media, all that good stuff, let them know how they can do so.
Yeah, the easiest way for me is jeff@jeffharman.com. And that's HARMAN.com. You just go to my website, send an email. By far the best way in. I've got my wife and a lot of great help that helps schedule. But yeah, jeff@jeffharmon.com. It's a lot of fun today because people are looking for directions, location astrology. I also do gemstones for people that are really untreated, natural. They really center people's energy. And then the other thing is, I just find Vedic astrology is such a guiding light. It's not predicting the future. It's basically showing you the energy shifts and points in your life. And it's quite profound. I mean, I was a skeptic of astrology. The only reason I still do it is because it's like, wow, this stuff is really powerful. It's the energies that are releasing and unfolding upon the soul. And I think the most powerful thing in the universe is reaction. When we react the right way, that's what they teach you in martial arts. You know, I don't care how big or little the guy is. If he gets his effect on you and you do not see it coming and react, you're going to have an event. It's just like driving a car. If you see someone running a red light, it doesn't matter if they're right or wrong running the red light. They're running a red light. If you hit them, it doesn't matter who's right or wrong. You're going to have a very bad day. So that's the way I look at astrology, is see the good energies coming at you, utilize them to the most maximum potential, see the potentially bad or challenging ones, and counteract. You see, sometimes bad, what we call bad, is a blessing in disguise. It's all how we rework the energy. You see, how we react to the energy.
For sure, Jeff, well said. And thank you so much again. Like I said, that was awesome. And we'll definitely talk again in the future and see what happens between now and then.
You bet. Thanks for having me on.
Awesome. Until next time, everyone, have an excellent evening. We'll be talking again tomorrow.